Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we want to start the show by thanking you for being super fantastic. We grow because you share, because you like, you subscribe, you give us great reviews. You're generally fantastic human beings, and that is basically the only reason I continue doing what I do. If you're listening to the podcast, check out our YouTube channel. If you're watching us on YouTube, take us on the road by subscribing to the podcast. Either way, feel free to join our Facebook group. We've got an open group. It's got about 3,000 members, or go to growmycleaningcompany.com to get access to everything that we offer to make your life fantastic. Today, we are chatting with James Barfield from Stratus Building Solutions. Stratus has been serving the Wichita, Kansas area for over a year with commercial cleaning services. If you want to reach out to James and his team, you can hold them at www.stratusbuildingsolutions.com. James, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you on, man. So how'd you wander into the cleaning business, my friend?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Years ago, I started helping a friend clean some grocery stores. And then about a year ago, I bought into a franchise called Stratus Building Solutions about a year and a half ago. So.
Okay, cool. How's that worked out for you so far?
It's worked out great. I bought into a unit franchise, didn't know too much about the commercial cleaning industry. And they have a really good system they put together, and I've been growing and learning ever since.
Awesome. Well, what's going on in your world that I can help you with today?
Well, basically, I'm coming up on a great opportunity to actually be a master franchise owner in the Wichita area. And it's growing. I was looking for some good advice and ways that I can help grow our market here. And I can share that information with my potential other franchise owners that come along to help us grow this area.
Okay, so how to grow a franchise, which is exciting because the same concepts that we use to grow our individual companies would be the same concepts we would use. You know, client attraction systems work whether your client is a commercial cleaning company or a owner of a commercial cleaning company. The stuff works exactly the same. And you're wanting feedback on how to kind of help your franchisees grow. Is that correct?
Yeah, just to grow. I know I use a clean profit method, but just maybe ways to, like you mentioned, like client acquisition and some different ways of, besides just spending money on SEO and things of that nature, some of those lead pages and landing pages that you recommend.
Okay, cool. And are they having problems differentiating, or are they, because I'm assuming Stratus has its own marketing stuff that they have access to, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and so I guess if I'm them, I'm probably worried about how do I kind of make a name for myself, right? How do I stand out amongst every other, because first of all, I got to compete with everyone else, and I got to not compete with, but kind of have the same message as the Stratus folks have. So I imagine differentiation is probably one of the things that they're running into, no?
That is correct.
Okay, cool. So yeah, there's a couple things, and I'm glad that you are a member of the Clean Profit Method, because I'm going to tell you kind of what we can cover in the time that we've got here, but we go into detail into it in step one and step three of the Clean Profit Method. So first and foremost, you really want to make sure, if you are a franchisee and a franchisor, you want to make sure that you've got your core values down pat. So I'm assuming that Stratus has their core values, and I'm assuming that, because again, there's lots of opportunities that you had other than Stratus. You could have gone on your own. You could have not been in the cleaning business. You could have whatever. There's 1,000 things you could have done. I'm assuming you connect with Stratus for some reason other than just, you know, it's a good deal. It's some sort of a franchise, because there's 12 franchises out there. And typically that connection point is your core values. They believed and wanted to build their business on some of the things that you believed in. Is that fair, or am I just making stuff up?
That is correct.
Okay, cool.
That's correct.
So that's the first and foremost differentiator, right, is the core values. Like, I'm all about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And there are other coaches out there that may be smarter, maybe better looking, who knows? But they've just got different core values, right? They might be super professional, not be about having fun, and they might you know, be like, hey, we just want to help the world, not be for profit or whatever. And some people might, you know, be a better fit with them, and that's fine, right? I'm never going to try and convince everybody to be my customer, but I want to make sure for my perfect customer, there's nowhere else they can go. So that's the first thing. If you've got core values that are strong, you can attract, that's something no one else can compete with, right? If there's, there may be other coaches out there or people that help people grow their businesses as a podcast host, but they can't be me. They could be a crappy version of me or a good version of themselves. So you want to make sure that you really understand your core values and such and able to communicate them in a way that rallies people around you. Like in the Clean Profit Method group, as you know, there's people always sharing their core values. And you know, every now and again, I'll get someone, I'm like, man, I want to be a part of that team, right? That'll be like, you know, be passionate or work hard or live life to the fullest or just stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's, I want to be a part of that party. So that's where you start with is your core values. You want to have your core values so well communicated that the people that share those beliefs, they won't go anywhere else. They couldn't go anywhere else, right? They want to be a part of what you're doing. That's the first thing. The second thing is picking a niche. Again, like I said, there's probably better looking, better spoken, smarter, whatever metric you want to use, guys out there that can help people grow their business. But there certainly aren't any in the cleaning company space, right? I feel like I've forgotten more about how to grow a cleaning company than most guys and gals know, and that's because I'm niching, right? It would be impossible for me to say, you want software development? I know how to do that. You want to sell printers? Sure, I can do that. You want to be a veterinarian? I know everything about that. That would be insane. And A, no one would believe me, and B, because I wouldn't be telling the truth. But I can say, when it comes to growing cleaning companies, I know more than anybody walking the face of this earth on how to do that one specific thing. So once you match core values with, hey, if you're about having fun, making money, being real and helping out, and you have a cleaning company and you want to grow it, the field's pretty narrow in terms of human beings that can help you with that. And it's me. So that's how you do. And again, there's lots of people doing what I'm doing, right? So that's what you want to have your folks do, is have their own core values that shouldn't be obviously contradictory to Stratus, or why would they join the Stratus team if they had core values that were contradictory? They might be similar or adjunct. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that work with me don't have my exact same core values, but they're not the opposite, right? They're not hate fun, you know, don't make money, don't be real, be fake, and never help out, right? We wouldn't get along. We just wouldn't be a fit. So if you match core values with niches, with a niche, that's very powerful. I'm going to give you one more, and the niche and the unique selling proposition are step 3 of the Clean Profit Method. Step 1 is core values, right in step 1, because it's so important. All right, the last thing is unique selling proposition. You already have your core values, so you're attracting people that believe what you believe and repelling people that don't. You've got a niche of people that you can say, hey, we're about hospitals, or we're about, you know, dental practices, or we're about car dealerships, or whoever you are. If you share these values and you own a car dealership, we can help you. That's powerful. To really drive that home and communicate that you really do know what you're talking about, you want to have a unique selling proposition, right? So for car dealerships, you might say, you know, how to make more money per hour in your service department, right? That might be your unique selling proposition, is we help you, you know, you're charging $80 an hour with your facilities maintenance. We can help you charge $95 an hour because, you know, people pay on perceived quality, right? And if it's white floors and white, everything's sterile, and we teach you how to put on white lab coats with names, you know, you can raise your perceived value and raise your prices. You could also say something like, and again, I owned a car dealership, so I kind of know that world. And you have to know the world that you're going into. That's hence the niche. You might say, we'll help your detail area turn out more cars, 20% more cars a day, right? Because we're going to help organize their area and make it clean and keep it clean for them and stock their stuff. I promise you, there's no other cleaners that do that. You might say, we're going to help you maintain your inventory. Not only are we going to, you know, clean your building, we're going to wash your cars out front, right? Because we always had two separate people that did that and it sucked. So again, I'm just making stuff up for the car dealership world because I know that. But you're going to find a unique selling proposition that sets you apart from everybody. And the two things you need for a unique selling proposition has got to be unique, and it's got to be a value to your customer. So a lot of people say, we'll clean anything. Well, that's not unique. Everybody says that. Or you say, you know, we care more. Well, yeah, that's what everyone's going to say. That's not unique. And the other thing is, you could be unique, but nobody cares, right? You could say, we're going to, you know, all of our people come dressed up as Bugs Bunny. That's unique. Nobody else does that. But your customer probably couldn't care less, right? It brings zero value to their world. So the combination, the intersection of here are our core values applied to this niche with a unique selling proposition makes it virtually impossible for anyone to compete with you. And we went over a lot of very big concepts in like 6 minutes. So any questions or feedback or follow up, what you need?
No, I mean, that's great. That's right on point to kind of get me back in line. So no questions on that, at least.
All right, cool. Well, I really think, and I'm glad that you're part of the Clean Profit Method, because the tools in there are going to make you be, if you apply them, you're just going to be the rock star of, because again, the cool thing is they work just as well for attracting commercial cleaning clients as they do attracting clients to the franchise, right? If you're trying to help owners of cleaning companies succeed, man, that's you're in the right spot. That, you know, and you're listening to the podcast and all that good stuff. So you, my friend, are set up to do well. I have no fears for you. All right, let's hit the lightning round. I'll shut up for 2 seconds. We'll give you the chance to share some of your genius that you've gained over the last year. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personal or professional?
Best piece of advice I've received. No matter how hard it gets, you know, you have to just keep fighting, you know.
Okay.
And that's something that I remember.
That's good advice, business, personal. I mean, every walk of life, you know, kind of keep fighting, never give up. Hard to disagree with that. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from each other?
Well, I can say that, and I've heard you mention this in your podcast before, I'm not a big fan of move in and move outs. I had a big issue earlier this year. My vice president recommended that I not deal with apartments because they slow pay and other things of that nature. I'd rather not get into, but that was a horror moment in my career. And now I learned a lesson that I will not personally involve myself anymore with those projects.
Yeah, I like to think of apartment move in move outs is all the work and headache without all that pesky recurring revenue that everybody else comes with. That's good advice, and I love hearing it from other owners because I think sometimes people, you know, like, that's just Mike going off at the mouth again, but you know, it's great to hear from other owners that are actually in the trenches. All right, last question: what's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right now to improve their life and or their business? Just something really easy to implement that they can put to work and improve their lives or business just a little bit.
I would say never stop educating yourself. Join Clean Profit Method, something that you can do to challenge yourself every day, no matter how large or small you are. So that's what I can say.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. As someone that's been in business 20 years and built, sold, you know, started several multimillion-dollar businesses, the constant learning has been key. I've got, you know, well over $100,000 into my education. And it's funny, the people that most need help in education are the ones that think they know everything. And the ones that are having the most success and are crushing it, that you would think, man, that guy or that gal doesn't need to keep learning anymore. Those are generally the ones still investing in themselves and in their education. So I couldn't agree more. That's the one kind of investment that you'll always get, right? When you invest in yourself, you'll have that until the day you die. All right, James, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your story. Your desire to grow is obvious. I love hearing, and I know that Cleaning Nation appreciate it. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out James's show notes page and all the tools that we create to help you grow your business, literally everything you need is there at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.